Chapter 7. Watch Your Back. It's Wednesday, otherwise known as one day before my birthday, between second and third periods, when I know we're going to have a problem. I spot Wendolyn in the hallway, in a black and red polka dot monstrosity, and wave. She waves back. At least she's not in her cloak. Not that this getup is much better. But at least there's no popping or zapping anywhere. All good, right? Normal. Until I watch, horror-stricken, as a random junior boy sticks his Converse-clad foot out in front of her, sending her toppling to the floor. A spiral notebook and a pencil case veer in different directions. The junior smirks. His friends laugh. I hurry to the disaster site and help her up. Are you okay?
It's all good. I'm fine. So weird. I've been falling all over the place today. Something must be wrong with my equilibrium.
She's so clueless. Wendolyn, there's nothing wrong with you. That jerk tripped you.
He did not.
He so did. I saw him. She shakes her head.
It must have been an accident, right? It was an accident.
She flinches.
You don't think it was an accident?
No, I say. I don't.
But why would anyone trip me on purpose?
She bends over to pick up her now many times stepped on notebook. I spot a yellow paper taped to her behind. Trip me is scrawled in black marker. I pluck it off and silently hand it over. Her jaw drops.
Why would someone do that?
Sigh.
Because they're mean. But why? That is so awful. It's been happening all day. My elbows are all bruised.
She rubs her arm, punctuating her point. I pick up her equally bruised pencil case from the floor and pull her into an empty classroom. I take a deep breath. Wendolyn, it's because of the way you dress. She looks at me with dismay.
Because I'm not wearing the same jeans and a shirt like everyone else?
Yeah. She throws her arms into the air.
That's ridiculous! I have the right to dress however I want.
Of course you have the right. But maybe you shouldn't. I point to my own outfit of jeans and a shirt. Sometimes it's better to blend in.
But this is my style,
she cries.
I don't want to blend in. I want to be me.
I wave the yellow paper. Being you is getting you tripped. She snatches the note from my hand and crunches it into a ball.
Now it won't.
Be careful, I say uneasily. You have to watch your back.
Literally, apparently.
Her shoulders slouched. She hurries down the hall. The cafeteria is extra crowded because of the torrential rain outside. When it rains in Manhattan, it rains hard. It rains cats and dogs. Cats and dogs. What kind of creepo expression is that? Why would it rain animals? If I were going to make up an expression about it raining animals, I would at least use airborne animals like pigeons or mosquitoes. From our table, I watch a tiny freshman girl accidentally bump into Wendolyn in the lunch line.
How do you know Wendolyn?
Tammy asks, following my gaze. I fidget with my brown paper bag as Wendolyn spins around, eyeing the other freshman suspiciously.
Uh-oh. Now she thinks everyone is out to get her.
Wendolyn's an old friend of the family, I mumble. I'm afraid my family friend Wendolyn is about to crack,
and turn the innocent freshman into a pigeon in about a millisecond. Tammy sips her juice.
Right. Is she really a witch?
I almost spit up my sandwich. Cough, cough, choking here.
I know the Heimlich and I'm not afraid to use it,
says a familiar voice behind me. Raff. I'm fine, I say quickly, and chug my water. All clear. Hi. No tray? He gives me a quick kiss, takes a seat beside me, and drops a rumpled paper bag on the table.
I brought my lunch today. Leftover lemon chicken. Hey, Tam.
Yum. I love Chinese food. I also love talking about Chinese food if it keeps the conversation off Wendolyn. My favorite is General Tsao. Delicious. I should have ordered that for dinner last night instead of pizza. I look down at the two slices I brought from home. Keep talking, Rachel. Don't stop. I eat way too much pizza. I'm going to turn into a pizza.
You'd be an adorable pizza, Raff says. Pepperoni eyes and tomato lips. I'll switch with you as a precaution.
Really? So romantic. He hands me his container of chicken, and I hand him my pizza, as well as my heart. Yeah, I know that was cheesy. Wink, wink. And I don't care.
Hey, Raff, Tammy says. I was just asking Rachel for more info on her family friend, the one who says she's a witch.
Tammy, get over it already. Wendolyn is a big joker. I wave my hand. Trust me, she was kidding. She kids around a lot. Ha ha.
She didn't sound like she was kidding, Raff says, unwrapping my pizza. She sounded like she thought she was a witch.
She was 100% kidding. My heart pounds extra loudly. If we weren't in the noisiest place in the world, they would 100% hear it.
Maybe she is a witch.
Tammy shrugs, as though this entire discussion is no big deal and not the scariest conversation of my existence. Raff laughs.
Sure, and I'm a vampire.
Ha ha ha.
You don't believe in witches?
Tammy asks. My heart fully stops. It is no longer beating. I'm pretty sure I am now dead, or at the very least, in a coma.
Are you joking?
Raff asks, making a face.
You do?
Stop! Stop! This entire conversation must stop immediately. I'm going to pass out.
I don't know, Tammy continues. Maybe. Why not? Just because I don't know it's there doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right?
Raff takes a whopping bite of the slice.
I'm more of a what you see is what you get type of person.
Seriously?
Tammy asks.
Not me. I think there's lots going on that we just don't know about. Like in the water. When you go for a dive, you see an entire world that you had no idea existed from the surface. Seahorses, cuttlefish, blue devils, barracudas. It's overwhelming. One minute you're on the boat, and the next you're eye to eye with a hammerhead.
Yeah, I think I'll stay above the surface,
Raff says, laughing.
Not sure I'm ready to take on a shark.
Am I being compared to a shark? I'm mildly confused, but relieved we've moved on to another subject. Kind of.
They don't bite, Tammy says. Not much. Anyway, my point is that you never know. If she says she's a witch...
Oh, come on, Tammy. We've moved on. Hammerheads. Give me more hammerheads.
Then maybe she is.
Wendolyn is now done with the line and moving toward our table. She cannot sit here. No, it's too risky. Blood rushes to my head. What if she tells them again that she's a witch? No, what if she zaps something and shows them she's a witch? What if she tells them I'm a witch too? What if they're scared of me? What if they think I'm going to bite? Gwendolyn needs to find her own friends and stay away from mine.
Rachel, Raff says, patting my knee, what do you think? Do you believe in magic?
Blood rushing. I think I'd better cut Gwendolyn off before she catches the tail end of this conversation and ruins my life. I bolt out of my seat. I'm going to buy a bag of chips. I catch Gwendolyn and her lunch tray at the midway point. I take a deep breath to calm myself down. Hey, Gwendolyn.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks so much for saving me. I haven't kissed the floor in the last hour, thanks to you.
Oh, no problem, I say wearily.
It's been the worst day ever. I forgot about that old bathroom rule again, and Mr. Stein yelled at me.
Great. Now she has me feeling bad for her again. Telling her, please don't sit with me anymore, is unlikely to cheer her up.
Oh, I have good news. I like good news.
Miri and I are in. We're going to do the Samsorta.
Really? Excellent. That is good news. We can celebrate together. Are they going to let you into charm school?
My mom is calling them today. She adjusts her hold on the tray.
Let's go sit down. I'm starved, and this weighs a ton.
Here it comes. Wait. There's something I want to talk to you about. Deep breath. Don't you want to make friends with people in your own grade? You're still welcome to sit with me, of course.
But please don't. Pretty please? Pretty please with a maraschino cherry on top?
She shrugs.
I haven't spoken much to anyone in my grade.
Maybe you should. I look around the room and scout out the cliques of freshmen. Any girls you recognize from class? She points to a group of uber-glossy-looking girls. I'm talking full-on highlights, designer jeans and tops. Noses so upturned they're practically touching the clouds, or at least the ceiling.
They're in my homeroom.
I don't know if they're the best place to start. Anyone else? She glances around.
It's so tough to tell these people apart. They all wear the exact same thing. Oh, I think those girls are in my art class.
The girls she's pointing to look a little less snobby. One is wearing a purple peasant skirt and a matching off-the-shoulder blouse, and the other has a chunky pink streak in her hair and a silver nose ring. Peasant skirt girl is laughing heartily at whatever pink streak girl is saying. Yes, they are a much better choice for potential friends. Since they are not wearing the traditional JFK uniform, they are obviously already a few degrees left of mainstream. Perfect, I say. Go say hi. Tell them you're in their class. Ask if you can join them for lunch. If they're rude, just pick up your tray and come sit with me. Kay?
Kay, thanks, Rachel. Again, you're a lifesaver.
She stands up straight and heads toward them. Wait, I whisper. Gwendolyn. She turns.
Yep.
Don't tell them about, you know, not right away. Okay?
But, okay.
I watch her timidly approach them.
Hi,
she says.
I'm in your art class. Do you mind if I join you?
Sure, Pink Street Girl says. What's your name?
Aw, I am a lifesaver.
Except it's not Gwendolyn's life I'm concerned with saving. It's my own. Miri accosts my mom the second she walks through the door.
So, what did they say? Are we in?
I have good news and bad news, my mom begins, leaning her dripping umbrella against the door.
Wow, it's really raining out there.
Is it raining birds and mosquitoes? I ask.
No.
She looks at me quizzically.
Should it be? You didn't do a weather spell, did you?
Can we get back to the news, please?
Mary asks.
Right.
Mom slips out of her rain jacket and hangs it up.
I called the charm school, but they started classes back in August. So it's too late for this fall, but they're happy to sign you up for next year.
Wahoo! A year's reprieve. I'm sure by then Miri will have forgotten about this crazy plan.
Oh, no,
Miri says, looking crestfallen.
I want to do it this year. Gwendolyn's doing it this year.
It'll still be fun next year, I say. More fun, even, because we won't be rushed. Instead of listening to my sage advice, my sister is babbling to herself.
There must be other places to train for this. I mean, witches from all over the world participate. There can't be only one school. I'm going to ask around on my witch book.
She runs into her room. Mom sighs.
She certainly has a bee in her bonnet, huh?
Seems that way. Am I a terrible sister if I'm hoping she loses her internet connection because of a freak power failure? For dinner, Mom serves a particularly vile vegetarian black bean burrito dish. I try to moussa it away like they did at the full moon dinner, but the plate just gets zapped from the table to the kitchen counter. Mom snickers.
Nice try.
After helping with the dishes, I retreat to my room to read my American history assignment. Hello, Civil War. I'm daydreaming about Scarlett O'Hara's hoop dresses when Miri screams out,
Lusatia!
Bless you, I call back.
I found something. There's a place in Arizona that offers group lessons, too. And they don't start until next week. I'm calling them right now.
Mom and I both join Miri in her room as she's dialing. I crawl onto her bed while she paces, the receiver pressed against her ear. Mom leans against the doorframe.
Do you want me to talk to them?
Miri shakes her head. My sister is not messing around.
I got it. Hello? My name is Miri Weinstein, and I'm calling because my sister and I want to find out more information about your Samsorta classes. Really? You're not full?
Terrific.
Yes. We both have our powers. I'm 13 and she's 14.
15, I correct.
One more day.
Sure, she continues. That would be fine. We look forward to meeting you, Matilda.
She hangs up the phone.
Wahoo! We're in!
She shimmies around the room. Yay?
I'm so excited!
She shrieks, hugging me.
We're going to Lusatia!
Mom crosses her arms.
Not until I check them out, you're not.
They're very reputable, Miri assures her. Here's their number.
Mom takes the phone, dials, and retreats into the hallway. Meanwhile, Miri dances, if you can call it that, around her room. Clearly, she didn't inherit dancing skills either.
We're in! She shrieks. All we have to do is pass the test.
I raise an eyebrow. What test?
Matilda in admission said she just has to make sure we actually have our powers. Apparently, people have tried to fake it. She'll stop by sometime this week.
Pop quiz? Awesome. Stop by where? Here? At school? Where?
It's all good.
Yeah, right. I'm not just worried, I'm very worried. I'm actually feeling very queasy right now.
Of course, it's probably because of the unmoosable black bean burrito.